Thank you for being with us today here at the CGMAP Prayer Line. Our topic for today is glorifying God in my body. And our main scripture comes from 1 Corinthians 6:19 through 20. Now remember, our seventh aspect is this. My body is a temple for the Holy Spirit, the presence of God. And I have been redeemed, cleansed, and sanctified by what? By the blood of Jesus. He's redeemed me. He set me free from the hands of the devil. He's cleansed me. He's made me pure. And he has sanctified me or set apart my life for his service. Now, let's read 1 Corinthians 6:19 through 20. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God? And you are not your own, for you were bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God's. Now there's a lot encapsulated within this passage. One, you are, your body, is the temple or the housing place for the Holy Spirit, who is in you. God is in you. He wants to do a work through you and wants to anoint you and give you the power to become the sons of God. Then, with that being known, God wants you to also know that you're not yours, but you're his. Okay? You're not your own. You're God's child. You're his love slave. You are a son and daughter of Zion. Next, you were bought at a great price. Calvary's price. Jesus giving himself at the tree and giving his own life so that you could be redeemed out of the curse and out of the bondages of death, hell, and the grave. And then, God wants you to glorify him through your body, through your lifestyle that you live in accordance and by the power of the Holy Spirit that is within you and touching your spirit man, that you might show forth the glory of God in your body. And he wants to be at work with you, not just in the church worshiping God, not just in your prayer time worshiping God, not just in those times where it's comfortable or you feel like worshiping him, but every day through your lives, even in the mundane, you are worshiping, you are living out your life to the glory of God, and he wants to be involved. Many times I counsel couples, and as a pastor and shepherd, I've seen so many different things. But one thing I've noticed a lot is that people become detached from one another in a lot of times or in a lot of ways by their not allowing for that one who's in their life to be a part of them in the little things. Going to a ball game or listening to something on TV and watching a program they like, or going out somewhere, even to the grocery store, in the mundane things. They become so detached from the reality of everyday living, and it's only late at night or in certain parts of the day that they actually have any kind of intimacy. God wants to be a part of your life in so many ways, just as a spouse does that is your partner. God wants you to be available and just like your partner or friend would want to be available, who's a part of your life intimately. God wants to be at work in your life and wants to see you grow, wants to see you succeed, wants to see you have success. There are many ways in which we use our bodies. One primary activity consists of nourishing ourselves, eating and drinking. Paul said that we need to do those things in a way that glorifies God. 1 Corinthians 10:31. Therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Everything you do. There's nothing in your life that God does not want to be a part of. You might say, well, that's crazy. No, he wants to be a part. He is everywhere anyway, so he's at part some way, even if you don't recognize him. And the more so you recognize the work of the Lord within and call upon his name and allow the work of the Holy Spirit to do its work in you and to see the attributes and character of Christ in reflection in your life, the better off you're going to be, and you're going to be able to see the victory of God as you walk in covenant relationship with him and take upon the privileges of sonship. Amen. Therefore, whether you eat or drink, whatever you do, do it to the glory of God. What does it mean to eat and drink to the glory of God? I'll leave that answer to you within your heart, within your life. What does it mean to glorify God? Eating, drinking, how can I glorify God? He is a jealous God, it says. in Exodus 34:14. I mean, you're his prized possession. And, he doesn't want nobody fooling around with you because you're his child. And in your heart and life, you have to remember that in your daily, down-to-earth, mundane activities, he wants to be a part. He's a partner with you. And if you allow God to do that and not be self-indulgent and giving yourself over to things in this life that harm you, God is going to be able to bless you. But when you become detached from him and don't allow the Holy Spirit to be at work in your life, you start to grab hold of the things of the world to take care of your passions, take care of your pleasures, take care of the various things in life that satisfy you. And you don't become satisfied any longer with the lover of your soul, Jesus Christ, and the work in the presence of the Holy Spirit does allow itself to become flourishing within your heart life. Because you get attached to so many things in this life. Too much time on the computer. Too much time watching nice movies. Playing on the cell phone. It could be a lot of things. Certain hobby that just has got your attention. And so God gets backdoor treatment. Hey, when I'm ready for you, Lord, hey, I'll bring you out of the closet. Or, hey, God, when you're ready, when I'm ready for you, I'll let you become a part of my activities. Let God be able to minister through you and show you what the Lord desires for you in your life and how you can succeed and be a success. And how in your life you can glorify your God in your body and have him as close as the mention of his name. It's possible. You need to remember Proverbs 13:25. The righteous eats to the satisfying of his soul. The righteous eats to the satisfying of his soul. We are entitled to satisfaction, but if we go beyond that, beyond meeting it by legitimate means, the grace and the power of God, we hinder and hurt ourselves and can sometimes become self-indulgent, given over to the things of this life, forgetting who Jesus is. Let's not let that happen in our lives. Let's be refreshed in our relationship with him. Let's not just wait for Sunday church. Let's not just wait for Bible study. Let's just not wait till when we have our designated times of prayer. Let's try to find a way that within our lives, he becomes a part through the work and the operation of the Holy Spirit involved in daily lives. And you're going to see a difference as his work, his will, and his purpose is done in your life. And you see his anointing that you would receive the blessings of God. Because the scripture says to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus and the work of your Holy Spirit. I proclaim that my body is a temple for the Holy Spirit, redeemed, cleansed, and sanctified by the blood of Jesus. My body belongs to God, and I intend to use it in a way that glorifies him, including what I eat and drink and everything I do. Thank you, Lord. I praise you and thank you for this day and the word that you've shared with us. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope that God's word blessed you today and you were encouraged. Hey, if you need to get a hold of us here at Covenant Grace Ministry, please send us a note at cgmfinc@gmail.com. That's cgmfinc@gmail.com. Or visit our website at cgmfinc.weebly.com. There's other contact information there on the website. Please take advantage of it. It's great to have you with us today. Till next time on the prayer line.